Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the Small Business Network. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday. Get you ready for the week ahead. And somebody who wants to talk about getting you ready for the years ahead, for your financial future, is Randy Scritchfield. He's our new friend. And representing the Million Dollar Roundtable, Randy is a certified financial planner. And he's brought some research with him that the MDRT folks have accumulated on the relative preparedness of you and me for our financial future. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to have you here. And we've had a number of your associates on, John Putnam and Harriman. What's Harriman's?
Phil
Harriman, yeah, he's been on before. We've had some other guys on, so we're glad to have you here. I'm always glad to talk to anybody representing the Million Dollar Roundtable because they do a lot of good work and helping to train and get financial professionals ready to go. But you guys have been doing some research on the relative preparedness of Americans for their financial future, haven't you?
Yes, we have. And it sort of confirmed what some of us suspected, but in ways it's a little surprising and scary to us, too. We discovered that one quarter of Americans do not have life insurance. Two-thirds do not have nursing home insurance, and almost half don't have disability protection. And this can really affect small business owners if they're not protected for disability, if they can't work due to sickness or injury.
Right.
And that concerns us.
None of those numbers surprise me. I mean, anecdotally, if you just asked me what I thought those numbers would be, I think I probably I wouldn't be surprised at those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised?
Yeah, in some ways I wasn't, for the same reason you said. Although we hope, sometimes you think certain things that happen in our world and certain events such as 9/11 would get people to plan more and get people to pay more attention to the important things like this. But we continue to find that folks really need a catalyst to make this happen. And
right.
Typically the catalyst is working with an advisor.
Right, exactly. Well, the reason I say that is 25% of the population doesn't have life insurance. I mean, those people are not going to do anything. You know, they're not going. They probably don't have car insurance.
True enough, perhaps.
But the other areas, it doesn't surprise me about the long-term care insurance, the nursing home insurance. Isn't that a fairly new discipline, a fairly new product?
It is fairly new, and it's one that folks are particularly afraid of sometimes because of the complications of it, and sometimes the expense if they wait too long. But I'm telling you, it's something we all need to address because with modern medicine and science, we're all living longer, but we're not necessarily living better. And probably every one of your listeners probably know of some story in their immediate family or extended family or neighbors of someone in a nursing home situation in the past.
Well,
and it's really something we want folks to address.
Without that, in order for... nursing home, I have a family experience in the last year or so. And, you know, a nursing home can be anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000 a month.
That's right.
Depending on what part of the country you're in and what level of service it is and how good of a unit it is, of an operation that it is. So that can go through, you can go through an estate pretty quick like that, can't you?
Yes, you can. And nursing home insurance is a classic case of something that can be very complicated. So you really need an advisor like some of the MDRT folks that you've talked with in the past to help you work through some of those complications.
Well, and maybe like a guy like Randy Scritchfield is.
Sure.
Right? Randy, one of the things, I'm going to say that there are a lot of people listening who have never had somebody to offer them long-term insurance opportunity. I mean, everybody's had insurance offered to them, but I think the point you're making is don't wait till somebody calls you and offers you this. This is a product that's made available to you that that you need to find out what the costs are, what the options are, what kind of protection you can have, and see how it fits into your budget.
That's right. And one of the best first steps is probably to find an advisor that you trust to get started on that, and they can help you out.
Well, and I know that that every insurance agent out there let me ask the question this way. Do all insurance agents offer this kind of care?
Not necessarily. We're finding more and more folks specialize in long-term care. And that can be a good thing because of the inherent complications of long-term care insurance.
I actually know some people who make a living selling that one product.
And nothing else, I bet.
Right. But what about buying that product from that one person without, I mean, it seems to me that there ought to be some coordination with all the financial products.
Yes, and that's where someone with a certain designation, be it a CFP, CLU, CHFC, can act as the quarterback on your team.
Right.
And that's a role that folks often don't have. Sometimes they buy products from very, very good and reputable folks, but they're buying the products in a standalone fashion, mm-hmm. and they don't have a quarterback coordinating the whole program for them. And that's an important role that's missing, particularly for small business people, because small business people are the classic case where sometimes they deal with their business matters with one group of folks and their personal matters with another for no obvious reason, perhaps, mm-hmm. and you have lack of coordination. So to have a quarterback of your financial planning team and all your insurance and investment programs is an important role.
Well, exactly, especially since we all know how fine the line is between our business and our personal lives.
Yes. Some people would say there is no line.
Yeah, well, sometimes,
particularly for small business people.
Sometimes there isn't. As I said, it's a very mercurial line. Sometimes you can find it, and sometimes you can't. But you know, the point you're making about the quarterback idea, I like that idea because even if for whatever reason the person that you are working with, your quarterback, your financial planning expert, even if they don't offer a particular product that you need, they can find somebody and bring them in and still coordinate that for you, can't they?
That's correct. The right quarterback would know where to get anything you need. And although we've been focusing on some of these risk products, they could also coordinate with your accountant and your attorney.
Right, absolutely.
Which is another important role.
Randy, stand by. We're going to take a quick break in a few seconds, folks. When we come back, Randy's got some more research, and I want to talk some more about the long-term the disability insurance, because there may be some myths about this that Randy can help us with, and we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Randy Scritchfield is our guest. He's representing the Million Dollar Roundtable.
Do you say the same words to someone else when I'm not there?
They ask me how I knew my true love was true. Oh,
great Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with the Platters. Doesn't get any better than the Platters. Doesn't get any better than Tony Williams. Unless you're talking about financial planning. And then it doesn't get any better than Randy Scritchfield, representing the Million Dollar Roundtable. Right, Randy?
Right, Jim.
That's our story, and we're sticking to it, right?
Yes, sir.
Talk to us for a minute about disability insurance. Now, one of the wraps, I think, on disability insurance that probably makes a lot of small business owners kind of freeze up, it's not that we don't get it. I think it's that we think it's really expensive. Can you help us with that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, that's true. In a general sense, it is expensive, but it doesn't change the need for it. And what applies to disability insurance applies to a lot of things in your financial life, and that is being expensive shouldn't keep you from doing something.
Right.
And often, God bless many advisors, they'll come out and they'll propose something that will fill the whole bill and satisfy the whole need for disability, and the price tag for that will often scare folks away.
It does.
And then it leads them to do the worst thing, and that is nothing. So one of my big admonishments I give to your listeners this morning is when you can't afford to do the full deal, if you will, do something. Do mm-hmm. something, because something is better than nothing. And disability insurance is one of those great things. It's like a parachute. if you wait to get it till you need it, it's too late.
Yeah.
You got to get it before you need it.
Right. And of course, you know, I really like the idea of having a quarterback, as you call it, a financial planner, working with you to sort of take your budget, take your expectations, take your, you know, your personal and your business situation and put it together and help you meter out those dollars in the most effective way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really works. And some women that we worked with in the past have referred to that role as a wedding planner. And some people consider it like a general contractor when you're building a house or something. Someone to coordinate, but they know what they're doing from the professional perspective.
Right, absolutely. Talk to us about, by the way, before we go any further, I know MDRT has a website with a lot of helpful information. Give it to us, please.
It is a great website, and it's soundfinancialplan.com. No hyphens or anything, soundfinancialplan.com. And on there, we have a lot of self-study, if you will, things that you can do to get started if you're just addressing some of these things. Calculators to figure out how much life insurance you should have, how much disability protection you might need. Oh, and by the way, we also have these survey results on there, too, if folks want to check them out.
Yeah, and would you, I wish you'd have somebody contact us. I'd like to be able to, I'd like to put that survey information, if it's available for us, I'd like to put that information up on our website to let people know.
We will have someone get in touch with you about
that. Because we like to make that kind of thing available, that kind of research available to our audience. Is there a place on the MDRT, on the Sound Financial Plan, soundfinancialplanning.com, is that it?
Soundfinancialplan.com. Yes.
Is there a place
P-L-A-N.
There to find a local financial planner?
Yes, there's a section called Find an Advisor. It's right on the top. And you can do a search for your area, and you'll be guaranteed that you're getting an MDRT member that subscribes to a code of ethics and qualifies through many other means to be a part of the premier association of financial advisors.
MDRT is a brand of financial that represents a group of financial professionals. But why is that a big deal? Why should we want to find someone who's with MDRT?
Well, the organization was founded in 1927, so we've been around a long time. We're also an international organization, and we represent the top 1% of financial service professionals in the world.
Right.
And we also subscribe to a code of ethics that we take very seriously.
But this is not a franchise organization, folks.
No,
this
sir.
This is not like that at all. It's just it's a professional designation. It's a group of people that seek excellence, and I encourage you to consider their members when you're looking around. Randy, we got a couple of minutes. What are some last thoughts that you'd like to give us on the research and on some ideas for making sure that we secure our financial future?
Well, I'd like to encourage people to look at this in somewhat of a simplistic way, perhaps, and because we can make this very complicated, but there's one way of looking at all the risk in your life, and you basically have three risks, and they are dying too soon, living too long, and becoming sick or disabled. And if you look at it that way, it leads you to everything that you should be addressing in your life. Dying too soon, of course, is taken care of by life insurance. Living too long, we've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
We all have stories of how folks are living longer, and not necessarily quality of life goes with quantity of life.
Right.
So you need to address that with both your savings and long-term care protection. And finally, perhaps the most forgotten area, disability, should you become sick or disabled.
Right. Yeah,
and then the last thing I may wish to say is for your small business listeners, remember that you have at least two sets of dependents to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
You have your own family, and then you have your business and the employees that you have there.
Right.
So when you look at these things, you have an obligation to really consider both sets of dependents that you have.
Right.
And that's an important one.
And in the area of life insurance, let me just say this, folks, term insurance is one of the options, and it is not expensive. It's anybody who doesn't have insurance really needs to go today and find out what it costs to get some term insurance, at least that, if not some of the other products. Randy Scritchfield, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Give us that website one more time.
Soundfinancialplan.com.
Folks, noodle around on that site. I think you'll find some good stuff there. Thank you, Randy. We'll see you next time. Randy Scritchfield, ladies and gentlemen, with the MDRT. Quick break. right back with David Dossi.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.